Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
waiting for Trin to get back with headphones. Ready?
Just plugging it in.
I'm in.
All right, say something. You missed it.
Oh, did I? No.
But no one said anything yet.
Okay. Whilst eating a burger.
Yes, true.
A Macca's burger.
Well done.
Whilst eating a Macca's burger.
Trin
was in the studio, and then we started the podcast, but then she forgot her headphones, so she ran out.
Yeah, she ran out.
But you got it done. Well done.
How about this? Nate, you know this because I showed you, but Trin and Grace, we did ask. We played a new game. What's it called, Grace?
The Macca's Burger Sibling Order Game.
Yes. You can see that on the socials at Jimmy Nath. But someone, a mate of mine, actually, Trent in Brisbane, was in Macca's waiting in line listening to that.
Yeah, it's Macca's inception. Yeah.
That almost can't happen.
That can't happen!
Also, there's the indication to be listening to the show on the listener app. I think Macca's plays.
No, he was in his car, drive through.
In his car. Yeah.
And some Macca's do radio. Play it.
Some Macca's do, yes. Shout out to all our Macca's people.
Yes. Yeah. We love also you. Not shout out because I think if they play it, they're meant to like legally pay.
Oh.
There's a legal thing around it. That's why Coles has their own radio.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah. Well, shops just can't play.
I love it. Thank you for legally. Oh. Imagine going to jail. What'd you go to jail for? Oh, I was
played
listening
the
Jimmy
Nate podcast in the drive thru. Didn't get permission.
No, not the drive-thru. You can listen to it. They can't listen to it in the store.
Door.
In the store inside.
People in their car right now.
Oh, no.
Turn it off!
Well, what if they were playing it out? Oh, I suppose it's the same thing. Playing it out loud in the drive-thru.
I thought Coles just had their own money at radio so they could get money from it with advertising.
Yeah, I thought you could still play the radio.
Yeah. No, because I know that you can't play.
Oh, what? Well, I just realised I got told about that law back in New Zealand. It could be different.
Well, you never know.
I got told about that law when I was backpacking through Europe. I'm not sure if it applies here.
By a drunk man on the street.
I do know that in Australia, if you own like a venue or something, you legally, you have to pay APRA to play music.
Yeah, I did know that.
But there is a loophole. If you want to get around it, you can play covers.
Yeah. And remixes.
Yes.
Because I used to
own a restaurant.
No, I used to be
in your previous life
a dance teacher at a kids' gym. But all the music I had to bring in had to be remixes or covers, and it was very stressful because kids don't like covers of things.
No,
they play the real Katy Perry.
They want the actual thing. Yeah. God, I've been into so many restaurants. I've got the dodgiest covers playing.
Yeah.
And you try and figure out. One of my favorite games. You try and figure out what the song is because it's that bad.
What was it? That golf club that played, what was it, classical versions?
No, it was like 50s style music of modern songs.
That's what it was, yeah.
And another one, what about when we went
but all instrumental, so it'd be like, give me a modern day song.
It's hard when there's other music playing.
Yeah.
Levitating, do a leaper.
Yeah, nice.
So it was like it was like a swing, but there's no lyrics, so it was like, levitating, put your left foot in.
No, he's not even kidding. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was so
weird. What
about
weird. Remember we went to that massage? We got those massages done.
Can't tell that.
No, and it was just the instrumentals. Remember, we were trying to figure out what it was. Well, we got it was in Launceston. Remember when we got the face things done?
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
they had the,
yes.
Oh, no, it was the piano versions.
Piano versions of songs.
Popular songs.
That's my favourite thing to do is watch Bridgerton and guess what classical.
Oh, is that why you watch Bridgerton, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched the second season?
Yeah, I really have.
Is it good?
I prefer the second season.
Oh, I think there's more sexy time in the first one.
Oh, yes, but I like the yearning line. And the tension in the second one. The tension really gets me going.
Yearning and the tension.
Like the forbiddenness of it. Like they can't go for each other.
Yes. Mm. I've never watched it, so I don't know.
It's good.
I've never watched it either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got good sex scenes.
So you're into the like it can't happen. That's what you're into.
Yeah.
Okay. Forbidden fruit.
So like a couple of big fruits here. I'm an apple. Nate's a banana.
No.
You can't have us.
No.
Can't have us, mate.
Yeah. Dana said no.
We're forbidden.
I don't want you.
We're forbidden.
We're forbidden.
You didn't, but now you do because we're forbidden.
Why are you trying to kiss me?
I know it.
Get your hand away from my hand. Stop trying to hold it.
Because I'm forbidden.
You wish.
This is fun to watch.
Yeah, I know. See
is
what
that
she's
what
like?
Does it for you, Trin? Forbiddenness?
A little bit.
A little bit? Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm. Yeah, a little bit of like, it shouldn't be happening, like massages, like you go to a massage parlor.
Back to the pianos that we heard. The piano covers.
So the person should...
Hey, what, like, are you talking about a rub and tug? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't think we get rub and tug out.
What do you mean? Like a forbidden massage?
Like a sport, like a physio, and then it's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, I get what you mean now.
Oh, okay.
She's not going there paying for a service and getting it. You're
I'm not doing it.
Oh, right.
I just like the idea of it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Because you like that as well.
Yep.
What, a physio being like, oh,
no,
here.
But
what's
like...
going on? You're a bit tight in the shoulders. So that's not my shoulder.
Or like a parent-teacher interview.
Whoa!
It's just the idea of like a, this shouldn't be happening.
So your teacher's getting an F. No, it's an A now, isn't it?
What do I have to do to get my son's grades up?
This is just porno line.
Yeah, he's just describing porn.
Start of a porno.
You know what I love? When the pizza comes.
Oh, 100%.
And they don't have any money.
Well, when the pool boy has to go inside to get the detergent.
When the girl's having problems with the husband and the best friend and the fiance, and then it's like, oh, three's company.
Yeah, I know. Have you met my new stepmom?
No,
oh, no.
Stepmom's cliche.
I'm stuck in the washing machine. You haven't seen those ones?
No, I'm stuck in the washing machine.
It's the water on?
You've never seen in washing machine pornos
before.
No,
no.
Put it in your phone now.
I don't know if this is a bet.
Throw it in. Throw it in. Take it off the work Wi-Fi. We're going to be here. So I've been stuck in the work stuck in a, not the work.
You're conflating storylines.
Sorry.
Stuck
in the washing machine porn.
At work.
Stuck in.
Not at work.
Okay, they're stuck in the washing machine joke.
No, porn.
Porn.
No, but I'm just telling you what's coming up.
Yep.
Oh.
Let me see if Grace has found it. Yeah. Grace has found it.
So they're in the washing machine.
Why is this such a nice... Why is that a stepsister situation?
Oh, my God.
Show me.
Oh, now I know.
Show me. There's so many of them.
Oh, my
show
God,
me.
There's so many.
Hold on.
They're not stuck.
Grace, show me.
They're not stuck.
Yeah. No, they are.
Yeah, they can't get out.
I'm trying to get this song.
And get out. They're hidden.
Yeah.
To get something out. And the guy's coming on. Oh, there's your booty. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, look. This
that is such a stupid category. That is the stupidest category in the world.
Show me. Yeah, she's stuck.
Oh, that's a heat.
Oh, this one's a bunny. A bunny got stuck.
Oh, you silly bunny.
Show me. Oh, you silly little bunny stuck in there. What are you doing?
See, well, you girls watching Bridgerton, that's what they
know. You know what I mean? Trying to find a lost sock.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Nate, Bunnings has increased the price of its sausage sizzle for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah, this is horrid. This is horrid. It's a staple.
So from Saturday, July the 23rd, so plenty of time to stockpile, the cost of a single sausage wrapped in bread with or without onion and sauces will go up from $2.50 to $3.50. Drinks will remain at $1.50.
A whole dollar up. This is the thing, inflation, nothing safe.
Yes, so Nath, the cost of food, did some research. Cost of food has risen by more than 50% since March 2007, the last time Bunnings put its snags up.
Yeah.
That's from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Uh-huh. Head honcho, Mike Schneider, Bunnings head of snags, Bunnings.
Official title.
Bunnings group manager. So the decision was made in response to direct feedback from volunteer groups across the country who are struggling to cover cost of ingredients. In a statement on Wednesday, Mr. Schneider said every cent raised through the sausage sizzle goes to the community group running it.
Yeah.
So all the money goes to charity. They're just struggling to raise more money for charity.
Yeah, you're so right. Because these guys are standing there for hours, like the Rotary Group. They're there for
local footy team, whoever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose if they're not even breaking even,
So the prices at community sausage sizzles are set by Bunnings to ensure the barbecue experience is the same for every customer across the country. So there probably are some footy groups or teams or clubs out there that could probably make them a bit cheaper because they can buy in bulk. So imagine they could store stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
But not everyone has that luxury. So this is to try and, I guess, make sure everyone across Australia has the same, you know, so people aren't missing out. But again, I mean, look, a lot of people online, I was seeing stuff on Twitter today going, oh, cancel Bunnings. I'm never going there again.
Oh, get over it.
But look, in reality, it's for charity. I don't think we can really complain.
You can't cancel Bunnings. The sausage sizzle is part of our fabric. It's so important.
It
makes up a lot of my weekend.
Look, it is an extra dollar, but I guess, you know, a lot of things. You know, they haven't done it. They haven't had a price increase in 15 years. And as I said, it's all going to charity. So if you're angry, don't be.
You know, and you know the best thing to solve being hungry? Go get yourself a sausage sizzle from Bunnings, guys. Go pick one up. It's only $3. It'll change your life. $3.50. Oh, God. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Now, Trin Jordan's is in the studio now. She's found a story which I love. McDonald's Australia, they've tweeted from their official account.
Okay.
Just want to finally shine the spotlight on all those menu middle kids out there. So the McChicken burger apparently is for the middle child, Trin.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. yeah, so they came out and said that, and it caused a bit of controversy. Controversy.
Oh, look,
I knew what you meant.
We never get any words right on this show.
Controversy. Yeah. And then I think it obviously was a bit of a marketing ploy because people talked about it for a day. And then they came out, and today they're like, hey, the McChicken is the middle child of the Macca's menu, often overshadowed by its equally delicious but more popular siblings, the Big Mac and cheeseburger.
Right.
We felt it was time to put the McChicken front and centre, giving this middle child its moment. And they gave the middle child its moment by selling it for a dollar today on the Maya Macca's app up until midnight.
It's just an ad.
So they just made it really cheap. Yeah. That's how they gave it its moment.
Now, look, what I want to do on 131060 Australia, I want you to call the show and I want you to tell us what your Macca's burger is. And as a team, we're going to figure out what child you are.
Yeah.
So only child, middle child, youngest child. Now, to prove that this works, Trin, watch this. Nath, what is your favourite burger?
Well, you know, it's the Big Mac.
Big Mac, okay.
Big Mac.
Just let me, Big Mac. Okay, Nath loves a Big Mac. Nath, I'm getting the feeling that the Big Mac is giving off older sibling energy. You are the oldest sibling in your family.
I certainly am, mate. I certainly am.
Wow.
There's a science behind this. Thanks to Macca's, they've created a science to figure out how many siblings somebody has. You are spot on. I'm one younger sister.
I came up with the
science. Yeah, but off the back of McDonald's. You know what I mean?
That was an ad.
It doesn't necessarily need to be, I think, Big Brother. It doesn't necessarily need to be the eldest, but I think the Big Brother. The Big Mac means Big Brother. Like, if you've got an older brother, the Big Mac.
Trin, so just head out. Nathan, I got it now.
Okay. Listen here.
Okay. Sorry.
Trin, we've done the science. Yeah. Okay.
Phone's ringing. Full board. I think they got it.
What's your burger? We haven't got your burger. What's your burger?
No, we got full phones, mate. Okay. Okay, I'll prove it again. Ready? Okay, watch this. Okay. It's Jimmy, guys. I don't like burgers at Macca's. Wow, controversial. What do I love? I love chicken nuggets. Okay. He loves chicken nuggets. He doesn't love burgers. That's giving off only child energy. Jim, are you an only child? Yes, I am, Jim.
And the science works again, guys. It's as easy as that. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We're going to use this science to figure out how many siblings you have. What's your Macca's burger, Australia? It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
That's 131060. What is your Macca's burger order? This is after McDonald's Australia, the official at Macca's, tweeted and said that if you love a McChicken, you are a middle child.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nate, what we're going to do, I thought we could turn this into a fun little game, Nate v. Jim.
Okay.
So, we've got callers there. How this is going to work is the caller will tell us what their burger is. You and I will lock in what child we think they are, eldest, youngest, middle.
Sure.
And let's see who ends up with the most points.
This is good. There's a real science behind this.
What do we win? Nothing.
Nothing. Who gets satisfaction?
What does points mean? Nothing.
They mean nothing at all, and we'll move on, never talk about it again. But in the moment, we're loving it.
The pressure.
Flynn from Nelson's Bay. Hello, Flinny. We got you there, mate?
Yeah, how you going, mate?
We're good, bro. What is your Macca's burger?
Triple cheeseburger.
Triple cheese. Are we allowed to ask anything else? No.
No.
We're not. That's it.
Can you give me some sort of dramatic music?
Read your mind, mate. Finger was on the button.
So we've got Flynn. Likes the triple cheeseburger. All right, I'm going to write down what I think.
I'll write down mine then too.
Okay.
Triple cheeseburger.
I'm going to say
triple cheeseburger. How specific do you want? Just oldest, middle, or that's it?
Well, oldest, you got the options I think are oldest,
middle youngest, no siblings.
Only child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, if you really, you could go second youngest if you're really that confident.
Yeah, because you're so right, because it's like a family of eight.
Yeah, fourth oldest.
Depends how confident you are.
I'm just going the basics, okay. I'll be honest.
I've gone oldest.
I've gone youngest child.
Oh, okay, Flynn. Jimmy has gone youngest. Nath has gone oldest. Are either of those correct?
Nathan won it.
Oh! Wow!
He's the oldest.
Hey.
I felt it. I felt it with the triple cheese. All right, thank you very much, Flinny.
Nath, you've got a point.
And I've got it. Oh, one of those points that doesn't matter, but I've got one. Maya from Belmont in New South Wales. Hello, Maya. We got you there.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, Maya. What is your McDonald's burger?
So I get a chicken and cheese and replace the sauce with tomato sauce.
Okay, chicken and cheese. She replaces the sauce. I think that's an important point to remember.
Okay.
Cheese, place. All right, I've got mine. I'm pretty confident now.
I've written down youngest.
And I've also gone youngest. Okay. Maya from Belmont, we both think you're the youngest. Are you the youngest?
I am the youngest.
Oh!
That is just 2 from 2.
The science works, guys. The science works. Oh, this is my favourite game ever. You know what? The points do matter. We're doing this every week.
You didn't even know this game was coming. You were like, what? What a surprise.
Neo from Sydney. Hello, Neo.
Hello, mate. How are you?
We're good, bro. What is your McDonald's burger of choice?
Mate, I get a filet-o-fish with lettuce.
Filet-o-fish. Does it? Can I ask a question? Does it not come with lettuce, the filet-o-fish?
No, it doesn't. And the lettuce gives it a crunch, and it's just beautiful with the tartar sauce. And it's really good, man.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Fillet of fish.
I've changed. I should never do that.
You shouldn't change. I'm going for 3 from 3. I'm running high here.
I'm going. I shouldn't have changed. You know what they say. You look.
I'm just backing myself.
I've scrubbed something out.
Yeah.
But now I've written only child.
I've gone oldest. Nath has gone oldest. Jimmy has gone only child. Neo, well, what are you?
I'm the eldest.
Oh! It's 3 from 3! 3 from 3! Wow! Neo, I could just feel it, bro. Can I ask, how many siblings have you got, Neo?
I'm the eldest of 6.
That's what I had crossed out. 6th eldest.
Thank you, Neo. Well, this Jim.
Okay, this is up to you now, Nath.
Okay.
Because you've done something that's never been done before.
Yeah.
In Jimmy and Nath's burger guessing age game, you're 3 from 3. Now, you could end it here, and you're undefeated.
And not go to the next caller.
You've never got one wrong. Mm. Or you can go to Tiffany from Craigieburn, and you could be like, Tiff, and you could guess, and you could get 4 out of 4. And everyone would be like, wow, we got 4 out of 4. But if you get it wrong... You're forever going to have that black mark against your name.
I'll just be a loser forever.
What do you want to do? Give me the music.
Tiffany?
No, Tiffany, stay there. This is between me and Nath at the moment. Nath, give me the music.
Tiff, we're playing on.
Oh.
We're playing on.
Nath, what do you want to do? No, you've already said you've already said. I wanted the dramatic music for you to tell me.
Oh, did you?
Yes, that's why I kept going.
I was like, why do you want the music? We haven't got the burger yet.
So find the music, find the music.
Clearly, we haven't played this before.
It's a first time playing.
Okay.
So, Nath, give me the music. Again, you've got 3 from 3. Mm. If you listen to the show, just forget everything you just heard.
Okay.
You've got 3 from 3. You can take it all here. You can go home with the car, the washing machine, the trip to Hawaii.
Everything.
Or you can play on and guess Tiffany's burger and where she's in the family. And you get the trip to Honolulu, Hawaii, Madagascar, the Antarctic. And you get 3 cars, 2 washing machines... and a mini bar fridge. What would you like to do?
Tiffany?
Yeah.
Because we had to redo this, we've out of time, so I'm taking the 3, guys.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip
Grace. Gossip Grace. The name of Ed Sheeran's second baby has been revealed, and it is... Jupiter.
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 Like the planet.
Like the planet.
That's fun.
Yes. Jupiter Seaborn Sheeran is the full name. So Ed announced the baby after his wife, Cherry Seaborn's secret pregnancy back in May. They had their first baby live.
It's a secret.
I'm blowing this wide open.
Imagine this is where people found out. 9:30 on the Jimmy and Nath
show. There would be some people that are finding this out for the first time.
I'll be honest.
Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't. So I'm actually finding this out for the first time.
Did you know it?
Yeah, but I mean, you're right. Sorry, I'm sorry. I apologize for those that learned. No, it's fine. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'll sit this one.
Jupiter.
Their first baby was named Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
So this one doesn't seem to have a middle name, which is an interesting choice.
What is it again? It's just Jupiter.
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 Were you saying that people didn't know the name, or people didn't know that he had a kid?
The name.
No, I was implying the kid.
Oh, the kid. I do feel like it flew under the radar, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
But I mean, like, I guess what my joke, I'll just talk you through my joke.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was implying that imagine if you had gotten hold of this huge nugget of information that he had had another kid.
Oh.
And I'm like, imagine that's like breaking news, well, it's 9:36 now. We've been carrying on for a bit. But breaking news, Jimmy Nay Show, producer Grace has found out Ed Sheeran has another kid. Wouldn't that be wild?
It would be wild.
Do you understand?
I don't have the avenues to find that information.
No, that's to me why it was a joke, because we all know that you wouldn't have that.
No.
So me saying, imagine if people find out now. But you thought it was me talking about the name.
I was like, it only got dropped today. Like, there probably are people finding out about it.
And that's where you thought, geez, you're rude, Jimmy, just jumping all over me and my gossip. So I just would like to apologise not only to Australia, but to you, Grace.
Thank you so much for that.
I shouldn't have said that.
Got there in the end, baby named Jupiter.
People could still be listening to this, and you know, it could be breaking in media columns now. You know what I mean? It could be on the front page of something because they didn't know.
You're doing a bit.
Yeah. No, I'm backing it in. Okay. Sit this one out.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, do you know anyone that hasn't had COVID yet?
You.
Yep. Well, look, I did some research and I found the top reasons why some people haven't had COVID. Because I think it's, I don't know if you're the same. I'm surprised I haven't had COVID.
I'm surprised you haven't had it. I don't know how. You've got the worst immune system as well.
So. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, you get everything else except COVID.
My body's too blocked up with everything. Nothing else can get through the door. So, look, it's been confusing a lot of people. So I did some research. I found out the top reasons. Our first one, you're not going to believe it, Nath, but vaccines can work very, very well.
You're joking me. Yes. You're telling me all that works, is it?
You're still on the fence about it because you've done your own research.
Yeah.
COVID-19 vaccines are the most effective at preventing serious illness or death from the virus, above 90% if you double dose.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one. Yeah. Second one, COVID-safe habits. This one's probably a bit obvious, but things as wearing a mask, washing your hands, covering your mouth when you cough, all that stuff prevents you or...
What's wild to me is that people who haven't got it, even though they've been around people who have, like your partner had it.
Yep.
You never had it.
Nope.
My sister.
You had it.
My other partner
had it.
I had it and you didn't catch it.
Didn't get it.
And we were together the day that I got it. My mum hasn't had COVID. My dad and my sister, they're all in the same house. She never got it.
Never got COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the third one. You mentioned my immune system, but everyone's immune system is different. One UK study exposed 36 healthy young adults aged 18 to 29 with no prior infection or vaccine to COVID-19 via a nose swab to see what happened. First of all, hope they volunteered for this. And it was just a sneaky
nose swab. They bloody got me, the swabbers. Jump from around a corner, bang, up your nose.
Producer Grace has never been more unimpressed.
What? We're doing the surprise nose swab.
Yeah, Jimmy's looking at it with a pen up his nose and it's just...
He was acting it out.
So out of those people, Nath, only 18 or 53% of those people became infected and they put COVID in their noses.
Yeah, wow.
Only 53% of... Literally, they
even
got
COVID straight up
their nose and they went... And those people, no vaccine, no prior COVID, nothing.
Also, why are they volunteering for that?
They
better be getting something like an iPad or something.
And this is my favourite one, Nate. It's my last one. Can you give me a drum roll, please?
Yeah, of course I can.
Number one reason why some people haven't had COVID yet. They've actually already had COVID.
and they didn't know.
Up to one in three infections are asymptomatic.
Yeah, this is a big one, isn't it?
So many of us probably have been infected and we didn't realise.
Yeah, and you didn't know. Well, because if you're not getting any symptoms, you know.
Especially early, like in sort of early days of when it was like, you know, you had to go get the swab up, there were no rat tests or anything.
Yeah, of course.
You probably could have got COVID, not known. And again, that would help boost your, you know, immune system.
Yeah.
So potentially, yeah, could have already happened.
Yeah, that, of course, that would be a big one.
The number one reason, yeah, you've actually
had it. They have had it. All right, 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Are you one of these people? Are you like my mum? Are you like Jimmy? Have you not had COVID yet? Jump on the phones. We've got $100 iconic vouchers to give away. Well, are we rewarding people who haven't had COVID yet? Well, yes, okay.
Well done, guys. You've managed to avoid it.
131060, you want an iconic voucher? If you haven't had COVID, jump on the phones. You got Jimmy and Nath around the country.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Just ask 131060, have you not had COVID yet? I haven't had COVID yet, Nath. I'm not really sure how.
Remarkable.
I know a lot of people that haven't had it. I mean, Trin in our team, she hasn't had COVID yet. Your mum hasn't had COVID yet.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd do some digging. The top four reasons why people haven't had COVID. First one is apparently the vaccines are working. Oh, yeah. Producer Grace's mum hasn't. She's a nurse.
Oh.
She works in and around COVID.
In the risk zone as well. She's never got it. Wow.
First reason, vaccines work apparently. Yeah. Second one, COVID safe habits. So, you know, masks and washing hands and hand sanitizer and all that. Third one, everyone's immune system's different. So, you know, it's just rocks or diamonds. And the fourth one, most popular, one in three infections are asymptomatic. So you probably have already had it and you didn't even know.
Maddie from Chisholm. Hi, Mads. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Mads. You've never had COVID?
No. So my nan and pop, I live with my grandparents and my brother, one of my brothers, and they've all had it. I was looking after them and everything. Wow. My mum had it. My younger brother had it. My sister had it, and I still haven't had it.
So you were all under the same roof. They all had it, and for some reason you didn't.
Yep.
You're a superwoman.
Any reason why you think, Maddie?
Not sure. I don't know. People say I got a really good immune system, I guess.
Yeah, good on you, Mads.
We should study Maddie.
We need more Maddies.
She should be put in a museum.
What do you think, Mads? Will you let us study you?
Yes, sure.
I shouldn't have said yes to that, Mads. Thank you, Maddie. Chris from Campbelltown. Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Oh, you got a beautiful voice, Chris. Oh, that's a non-COVID affected voice if ever I've heard one. Chris, you've never had COVID.
Never, mate. Never.
Never.
What do you want to work as a nurse?
Oh, you're a nurse as well.
Like producer Grace's mother. Remarkable. No COVID.
So I'm assuming, Chris, you've worked with and around a lot of people who've had COVID then?
Yes.
Wow. And never.
Why do you think you haven't had COVID yet, Chris?
I don't know. I'm a bit lucky, I suppose. I'm 55. I'm an Aboriginal, so I'm in high range. So I've just had my vaccines and
Good on you, Chris.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, the top two reasons are that, you know, the vaccines work and the second one is COVID safe habits. I'm sure, Chris, you're washing your hands, wearing a mask, doing all that.
Yep.
It's pretty easy to do, isn't it, Chris?
It is. Don't catch COVID if you do the right things.
Thank you, Chris. Cash from Doncaster. Hello, Cash.
Hello, how are you?
We're good, Cash. You never had COVID?
Never ever. Teacher. You too, teacher. Never had COVID.
Wow.
And you, I mean, you... The kids probably want to come up and have cuddles and high fives and stuff.
Yeah, I think about 75% of the kids in my class have had it as well.
What about all the other teachers at your school, Cash, as well? Have they all had it?
Oh, I think there's maybe five of us still standing, maybe about 5 out of 50.
That's okay.
Five out of 50.
Again, same question, Cash. Any reason why you think you haven't got it yet?
Just built different. Don't know.
Tom, just built different,
mate. I don't know if you have Instagram, but please make that your bio.
Yeah.
Cash.
Cash money, baby. Difference.
Hey, COVID, cash me outside. How about that?
You can't because I'm immune. Hannah from Wagga Wagga. Hi, Han.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Han. You never had COVID?
No, I haven't.
Right.
And my whole family and my housemate in a two-bedroom apartment had it. So.
In a two-bedroom apartment, and for some reason you escaped?
Yes, I managed to not get it. I don't know how, but...
I didn't know why I said escape. Yeah. Like, she had to break out of her own house.
Yeah, you're like, in a two-bedroom apartment, you escaped.
Yeah,
Nathan, people escape.
Can't... She's like, Nathan, call the door.
It's my house. Walked out the front door.
There was a couple of cans of Glen 20 that went through that way.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty useful.
Okay, Hannah, same question. Why do you think you didn't get it? Are you saying Glen 20 was the reason?
I think possibly... Big chance I've already had it. If not, I couldn't tell you.
How do you normally go with getting sick and stuff, Han? Have you got a pretty good immune system?
I had a rough couple of years while I lived in college. My immune system was quite low, but I think I've built it back up now. Yeah. So maybe not having COVID.
Welcome to college, though.
Yeah, right? Hannah, you weren't drinking a lot in college, were you?
No, I definitely was. Might have gone hand in hand.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
I haven't had a chance to tell you in the show or off air. You guys don't know this, but it's going to work well because I believe it was not last night, the night before. I can't believe 3 nights in a row we're chatting about trolley zoomies.
Yeah.
Yeah, trolley zoomies continued.
So, now, we did ask producer Grace to put a poll up because Nathan and I put a poll up on our Instagram because we did the phones the first night and we went 4 phones, all yeses.
Yeah. If you don't know what a trolley zoomie is, it's when you speed down an aisle in a shopping centre.
Oh, mate, we've done it 3 nights in a row.
People know what a trolley zoomie is.
People better know what a trolley zoomie is.
So the phones, we get four yeses. Grace goes, well, that was only four people. So we go, we'll do an Instagram poll.
Mm.
We then get 70% of people saying, yes, they do trolley zoomies. Then Grace goes, well, that's your Instagram. And your followers...
notoriously less mature sometimes.
Hey, be careful
of
your fans too.
Fun.
Yeah.
They love fun.
So let's enhance
like
on that we love fun, yeah. Whereas your
love
followers
fun.
Not as much fun.
Hate fun.
Yeah. Hate fun, hate good times.
So then we went, all right, Grace, okay, third time. Well, you put up a poll on your personal Instagram. We'll see what we get. Now, before we find out the results to Grace's poll, I didn't tell you guys this. I didn't have a chance, but I was been staying in a hotel, checked out of that hotel finally today, which is great. Mm. Living in a hotel.
Welcome back to the real world.
Yeah. Living in a hotel, not as much fun as holidaying in one.
No.
And so I got one of those, what do they call? You put all the luggage on them?
Like a luggage cart.
I thought they were called a luggage trolley.
Oh, I think they are actually.
That's what I thought they were called. They might not be. The things that bellboys often use.
Yeah.
Bellboys. A porter's trolley.
A porter's trolley. So I take it out, I fill my car up, and you got to return it. But now it's empty, so there's plenty of room for Jimmy.
Yeah, of course.
On the inside.
Yep. And so I jump on this, and then I'm actually in the process of getting my phone out to film it, because I'm like, this is a great bit.
It's a lot of things to move as well. It's much harder to move around and maneuver a porter's trolley.
And then someone from the hotel puts their hand on it to stop it.
Oh.
And I didn't see it coming, because I was looking at my pocket to get my phone out, and they go... don't do that.
One of my people.
One of Grace's followers, obviously,
that's
has
good.
Stopped you.
And then he grabbed me and he goes, tell Grace to said hello.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'll give you that 20
tell
bucks
Grace
later.
Yeah, voted no. All right, well, we've got the results.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Drum roll.
Of my followers, 74% said yes.
Yeah!
They do trolley zoomies.
Yes!
Somehow it's ended up being more than yours.
Did anyone message you that you were surprised? Or anyone vote?
So
and you
many.
Went...
Do you know what? Someone, a friend of my mum's messaged and said, yes, I do this. Also, I've seen your mum do this. And I was like, I do
your
not believe that
flesh
at all.
And blood.
No, I can see your mum doing it.
No.
Absolutely. Yes. She had a long shift being a nurse. She tots on down to Woolies and she's like, I just got to let off some steam.
Grabs on the, yeah, she's a nurse. Isn't it? No, grabs on the IV drip.
Just
spins around the pole.
It's connected. Got the heart rate monitor. Doc, film this.
My mum does not do that for the record. She's a very good nurse and very responsible.
Hey, that would be a great nurse.
Yeah, that'd be a fun nurse.
Because often in hospitals, like people are not having the greatest of time. You know what I mean?
Patch Adams.
You're so right. If you're seeing a nurse do that.
You're not familiar with Patch Adams?
You don't know Patch?
It's a movie. Robin Williams is like a clown doctor. Because the true medicine
is laughter.
Plenty of that.
Technically, aren't we all nurses then?
100%.
Don't know if nurses would like
this
to say that.
This is a
medical show.
Yep.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, I've got bad news for you, and I've got even worse news for producer Grace.
Oh, great. Sounds like we need a clown doctor to lighten up the mood.
Call Grace's mum.
Hi, I'm here. It's me, Kate.
I don't know.
Look into this flower.
Oh, it was water. You silly... clown doctor. Look, Nath, I think you'd agree that you work out so you can eat whatever you want.
Absolutely. We only had this discussion the other day coming home from F45. I said, I love working hard because it means I can put in my mouth whatever I want.
Yep. And Grace, you just eat whatever you want.
I love eating good food.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you like the naughty stuff as well. And by naughty, I mean, you know, sometimes overindulging. A few too many potatoes.
So by good food, you don't necessarily mean healthy food.
No,
you just
mean
good
tasting.
Yeah. I only eat healthy things.
I was like, hang on a minute. No, you don't.
I love lasagna, and I don't think that's that healthy.
No, like lasagna. But, I mean, this is moderation as well. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like one lasagna, good. Two lasagna, not so good.
No.
That was here.
So some research has been done with the University of Sydney, and they found out that intense exercise doesn't counteract the detrimental effects of a poor diet. So if you're eating unwell, that's worse for you than, like, exercise. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So your diet is more important to your health than exercising.
Yeah.
Which
it makes sense because it's the stuff you're putting inside you, really, isn't it?
It's the fuel, isn't it?
It's the fuel, mate. You know, if you're driving an unleaded, you put diesel in there. Not good.
You're so right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you guys ever put the expensive unleaded in?
I do sometimes.
Only if for some reason it's cheaper, which sometimes it is, which is weird.
No, I was told it makes it last longer. I don't know if that's true or not.
No,
but
that's not. Was it BP told
I
you that?
No, it was my mum. She was like, well, it's better for the engine and it makes the fuel last longer.
Oh,
but
mate,
I don't know if she's...
You are a sucker.
I am. I believe anything anyone tells me.
Sorry, your mum is a clown doctor, remember?
She's not a clown.
Why would you believe a lady with one of those fake flowers?
She goes, if you put the expensive fuel... I don't know why she's southern.
Let me guess, she then put a rabbit out of her hat?
And she said, is this your card? Just so if you are eating whatever you want and exercising like really, really hard, no, that doesn't cancel it out.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. Just look after yourselves. But have a good laz. Enjoy lasagna.
So you meant laugh?
No. You know I refer to lasagna as laz.
No, you're right. Have a good laugh. Laughter is the best medicine.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Live across the country, you got your boys, Jimmy, Nath, and Jim. We absolutely adore this lady. It took us about 20 minutes to start the conversation with her because we're just talking off air.
I am worried that we might have already done the interview. It's really bad when you chat to someone you know because, yeah, you just sort of catch up and do it. So
Grace has put this together, so I'm going to read it word for word. She is an English curly-haired, sexy Capricorn. I may have added something there. She's the host of podcasts, So I Quit My Day Job, and Not Another Parenting Podcast. She has a weekly column in the Sunday Papers, guys. She does it all. Her new book, Currently Between Husbands, is out now. Please welcome the one, the only, Catherine Mahoney. Welcome.
So excited to be here with you both. And as a lady of a certain age, I've already forgotten the stories we've just shared. So it'll be like the first time all over again.
Well, we love your voice. We love your accent, your beautiful voice. But unfortunately,
totally ugly. Yeah. Thanks.
You look like a foot, Nate. But you're beautiful voice.
That's right. That's why she's had a book, guys.
That's why I'm on a podcast, not TV. Yeah. Whatevs. Thanks for support.
But Kath, Siri doesn't love your voice. You were just telling us. You've got to adjust your voice so Siri can understand you. Is that true?
She sent me all over when I've just tried to go to, Willara or somewhere down the south coast. Yeah, I have to go like this. I'd like to go to Willara.
That's a good Australian accent. I find it's a very hard accent to do.
Yeah. I still thank Siri, which my 13-year-old son Lewis laughs at. I'm like, thank you.
Mum, you don't need to thank Siri.
She's not real. It's just manners. That's all it is.
That's better than me. I'm abusing Siri. I'm like, why can't you figure this out?
Yeah, and you're putting on an English accent when you do it as well, which is weird.
Why can't you figure this out?
Where are we going?
Kath, the reason we love you is because you've been here from the inception of our show. When we started.
I wasn't there when your parents had a special cuddle. Let's just say I'm not that old.
That's where I remember you from. When we started another radio show, we'll say it, we started at Nova.
When we started at Nova,
you were there, Kath, and
six
we
years ago.
Have we changed much since then?
Not at all, except now you're on billboards and stuff. It's epic. No, I love it. And that's why I think you two are so successful, because you haven't changed and you were just so much fun back in the day. And it was caffeinated and non-caffeinated, wasn't it? You were just fab.
Yeah.
You did. I love that you used to take, you'd have a photo of the two of you and you'd photocopy it, and you'd like, people would walk in the morning, you'd have photos everywhere.
Yeah.
On their desks, screens, phones, everywhere. Yep. I love a bit of self-promotion.
And we still do that. Still do the same jokes 6 years later.
Old dogs,
not the same
new tricks.
Jokes. It's just, well, you, yeah.
I mean, but even you, Catherine, when we met you, like, you were working in PR and, mm-hmm. and publicity, yeah. And now, like I said, was it two podcasts, the book's out, Currently Between Husbands. I didn't know that. Was this something you always wanted to do?
I think I always loved telling stories and making people laugh. Sorry. But 20 years behind the scenes, you kind of just think that's where you're at. And then suddenly, I don't know, I was like, oh, I'm going to give this a crack. Yeah. I'd always wanted to write a book, but my marriage had to end before I had the content.
So you ended the marriage on purpose. Sorry, I need this for the book.
Spoiler alert, Currently Between Husbands, the marriage didn't work.
Yeah.
I love telling stories and making people laugh. And I suppose I found my niche now. And that's a great thing, isn't it? Have a dream, go for it.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter how old you are or how many people do it, or, all the people that go, oh yeah, you'll never do a book. It's like, oh, I did a book.
Well, Siri just understood that voice, by the way.
Do you want to write a book?
Kath, I mean, you just touched on it there. It's one of the most impressive things that I've seen anybody do, is that you had the courage to literally quit your job and then go, I'm going to go balls deep in this and have a real crack in it. And mate, look at you. I'm seeing this book everywhere. If you haven't seen it, again, it's called Currently Between Husbands. It is everywhere. Did you think the reception would be this big for your first ever book?
No, I didn't. And also the publisher was like, put everything in. So like it starts, I was married to a rugby league legend, Andrew Johns, which some of your listeners will know, some won't.
Yeah.
But that kind of starts with the end. And then I like pick back through my relationships, first love, first kiss, all of that. Because I'm like, do I just suck at being married? Or was I always rubbish? Yeah. And it appears I was always rubbish. I snog Robbie Williams. That's in the book.
Early
in the early doors, there's some cherry popping stuff. Like there's something for everyone. But the publisher was like, put it all in. I was like, I've had a lot of Tinder disaster dates. She was like, put it all in. We can always take it out. And they didn't take anything out. So now people are reaching out to me and there's a story about a position I say I find embarrassing, and in my head I do like a reverse truck noise. Beep, beep, beep. Close your eyes. I'll be there in a minute.
Do you struggle with that? With that honesty? I mean, I'll be honest. I've always wanted to write a book, but there's some things in my life where I go, I don't know if I could put pen to paper and share that story.
I think, you know, when push came to shove, like, you know, rewind back when my marriage ended. I remember walking around a bookshop thinking, why hasn't Bridget Jones got divorced? Like, there's all these dead straight self-help books. And yeah. I wanted, like, a Bridget Jones escapade. I wanted the lows, the highs, and the hope. And so I thought, I'm going to write that book. And then over the sort of 2 years after the marriage ended, you couldn't make some of the stuff up that happened. And so you end up just going, they're going to think I'm lying anyway because this is so far-fetched, but it's actually the truth. You know, like, God bless him, Andrew moved on with Daniel Craig's ex-fiancé.
Yeah.
So suddenly you could Google me and Daniel Craig, which is quite nice, except we weren't together in a love triangle, yeah. You know. So all of that stuff, you go, well, at least Daniel Craig can play himself in the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
And the rights get picked up.
Did you run anything by Andrew? Like, did you go, hey, here's a copy of the book before it came out, or did you just release it?
He saw the bits he was in.
Okay.
I definitely didn't think he needed to sort of read about me popping my cherry or my post-marriage straight dating disasters. So it's just like, these are your bits. And then if you want to read the rest, you know, it'll be out in June. So
send him a link. Yeah, you can buy it here, man.
The audio book.
Yeah. You can have a friends and family discount. Okay, yeah.
10% off, Andrew. There you go. Support me. Thank you. We're not married anymore.
Kath, I did want to ask about the original title of the book. Now, is this a true story? You wanted to call it I Don't Like Cricket or Blowjobs. Yeah. And to be honest, I suck at both. That's what you're going to call it?
That's one of the chapters.
Okay.
That's the name of the chapter?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the publishers, a few publishers, you know, were vying for it and they all thought that was great. A friend who's a sports journo, long-term sports journo, was like, you will never get a date in your life again if that's the name of your book. Yeah. And I did sort of go, yeah, mental note to self, probably. I'll have to pretend I like both initially in the early stages of a relationship. But yeah, we got to that point where we were like, how's that going to roll if, you know, you're in Kmart or Target and you're holding it up and your eight-year-old's going, what's cricket? And also some women like cricket, Nath.
Yeah,
you know?
Do they?
So I just didn't want to put, I didn't want to sort of put some buyers off the book.
Yeah, that's fair enough. People.
Yeah. So if you are listening, because you are looking to date someone, so if you are listening, you might get a blowjob early on in the relationship, is what you're saying.
I think everyone goes hard the first 4 months.
Yeah. I think to use your cricket. In the first innings, you might get a blowjob.
Ashes on this summer.
Then it becomes more like a 2020 match or really just birthdays and Christmases.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you end up in the chiropractor.
Yeah,
I just
you're
don't
so
have a lot
right.
of rhythm.
Or just another rain delay. Bring the tarps out. Kath, we love you to bits at the book, guys. Go and pick it up. I'm assuming, Kath, it is everywhere.
What we'll do is I will put up a link in our Instagram at Jimmy Nose so people can buy it, like Andrew. Yeah. So if you do want to get your hands on it.
He can't Jimmy read. Nose, yeah. What do you mean?
He's still cross about the other night.
Oh, just these Queenslanders have got to carry on for 12
Guys, it is called Currently Between Husbands. A massive round of applause. Catherine Mahoney, we love you to bits.
Love you, babe.
Thank you so much for joining us. Go and pick up the book, guys. Currently Between Husbands. Kath, we'll chat again very soon.
Thank you.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Here's how it works. I give you a question of something that's happened in the past week, whether we've done it on the show or not. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Every week, I already said that, names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off your keyboards, and it is a best of three. Are we ready?
Yes.
I have only just recently set up a Google account, guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You knew that I never had a Gmail or
no,
anything.
No, you're an Outlook guy.
Yeah, so I finally set one up, and I didn't realise that. So now when I'm on Google on my laptop, when I just tap on the search bar, it shows me all my previous searches.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
Very dangerous. And am I going to read it out live on the show now? No.
No. And you're also on the work Wi-Fi.
Clear my browser history? Yes.
All right. Question number one. This is one for both of you. As in, like, I put this in for you and not for me.
But only Nath can buzz in.
The State of Origin decider was last week with Queensland taking a victory.
It wasn't last week. It was this last night.
Last night with Queensland taking a victory. In which year was the first State of Origin
Jimmy.
Held? Jimmy, you know this.
1980.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
Well done. Point to Jimmy.
Well, that one was only for you. That was
Grace, you lied. You said that question was for both of us.
It was, because you guys love the State of Origin.
Well, proof's in the pudding there. Didn't even need to Google.
When you don't need to Google, it defeats the purpose of the game.
For an extra point. Actually, no extra point, because then you'll win. But
this one's not for you.
It's all over.
Who won and what was the score?
Queensland won. Oh, geez. Now you're pushing me for score. I'll say 18-16.
2010.
2010.
But Queensland did win. Yes.
Arthur Beeson was captain of Queensland. It was his first time playing for Queensland because he had played for New South Wales previous to that.
Okay, no more extra points for that, but
because,
thank you.
Because previous to that, you played where your club was, and then it became where you played where you grew up or sort of your
genius. That's State of Origin.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Thank you for being interested in that as well, because it's a great fact.
I tried. Question number two.
Who's this one for?
This one's for both of you again.
Okay.
But I was more interested in this one. Emmy nominations came out this week. Which show received the most nominations?
Jimmy.
No, don't tell me there are two.
If he gets this right, this is the worst Google off ever, because there hasn't been one Google.
Jimmy, what is it?
I believe I saw this on Twitter. I think it's Succession.
Yes.
How much work you put into these questions?
I put in plenty.
She opened my Google, saw what I recently
Googled. Might need to change how the Google off works.
They're in my wheelhouse. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, these ones are all for Jimmy then.
No, do the last one.
All right, we'll do the last one.
Winner takes all.
It's all over.
First two.
Okay,
takes
this
all.
One, if either of you know this off the top of your head,
God, Jim,
I will eat my hat.
No, I'd love you if you knew it off the top of your head.
All right. The other day on the show, Nath taught us about a proposed federal koala protection act that could help save koalas. What is the scientific name for the koala?
It'd be weird if we knew this.
Jimmy.
Oh.
Yeah, have fun with this.
Phascolacutocinerus.
Yep.
Yeah, give it to him. Well done.
Well done, Jim.
Well done.
I did have to Google that one.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew it off by heart, but I wanted you to get it all through. All right, here we go. Iggy, Charlie XCX, Fancy. Jimmy and A, Thursday night around Australia.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
New claims from builders out of New Zealand have said that Australia is poaching their tradies.
So just really quickly, Nath, for as long as you and I have done radio, every time we mention New Zealand, we fire this song.
Of course, Dave Dobbin and the Herbs.
We now have a New Zealander, a Kiwi that works on the show. Your face, not a fan.
You don't like that song?
I just think it's a bit cliche.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you New Zealanders consider your greatest song? Like, what do you go, you hear that song and you go, yes.
Yeah, what should I play?
Because I think Land Down Under for Australian, classic Australian
absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely.
Poi, yeah. Oh, I don't want to sing the expert, so I'd be really, it's a Māori song.
Okay.
A Māori song?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, get it for me. I'll play it next time.
Okay. Maybe Scribe.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right.
How many know you've got the skills going rock show like this?
I don't know anybody.
There you go. Don't need to play it.
Do you know he follows me on Instagram?
What?
Yeah.
What is he up to now, though?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Slide into the DMs.
I saw him at Big Day Out, and I think he played that song like maybe 10 times in a row.
But
I wasn't mad. The crowd wasn't. Everyone was into it.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Scribe.
Anyway, it was a throwback.
Where was I? What was I talking about?
New Zealand.
I know, but now that's more important than this. I hate it when the banter is better than the story. Because now I don't really care. Apparently, New Zealand tradies are coming over to Australia because they're getting offered more money and more holidays. So, but get this, New Zealand people, they're slagging us off on radio, on New Zealand radio. So, Trin, have you heard of Duncan Garner?
Yeah.
Duncan Garner, the Today Show in New Zealand?
Yeah, he's a lot like, who's that guy in 2GB?
Ben Fordham.
Ben Fordham. Okay, so it's talk back. Okay, all right, so this was a caller that came through to Duncan Garner in New Zealand.
First 12 months rent-free.
No.
They'll pay for your ticket to go there, and you'll start on $75 an hour.
Yeah, well, but look at the Australian example is twice the salary plus a year's free rent. It's a no-brainer for anyone that can go, they'll go. If you don't have kids or whatever, you can go, just go.
There you go. So he's telling, it's not our fault. The New Zealand radio people are telling him to come over here.
Yeah, why? You just said before he's slagging.
No, the caller was slagging us, and he said, nah, just go over. The caller said, oh, they're paying him too much money and going over.
Oh. I thought the caller was like, this is what they're going to pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. So they're paying him more money. You get free rent for a year. And also, they're giving you a free flight over there.
I think I've chatted to someone in construction the other day. During COVID, we lost a lot of people who worked overseas. Mm. And then they just couldn't stay. There was no work. And now it's like all this construction stuff happening in Australia. And it's like, we don't have anyone here.
Yeah, and they're getting heaps of money to go over to Australia. So all the New Zealand tradies out there, good on you guys. Welcome. Welcome home.
My dad's shitty about it. Because my dad's building a house and it keeps on getting delayed. And he's like, yeah, and then I hear these stories about Australia enticing all these tradies over.
Did he call Duncan Garner?
No, but he should have.
Big Duncan Garner fan?
No one is.
No one is?
Nah. Nah. But anyway, I wish I got that offer when I came over. Radio doesn't offer that.
No, you don't get paid much in radio.
They didn't even pay for me to move over. They just said, yeah, you want a job? Get your own way here.
Really?
She
called Duncan Garner, mate. Let him know what you think.
Yeah, I will. Should we do a talkback segment?
No.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yeah, time for the show ratings. We rate the show out of 10, give our reasons why. Look, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I love you more than anything, Nate. You're the brother I never had. Grace, you're a colleague. And Trin, hang on.
Colleague's good.
Anyone could be a colleague.
Yeah, you're so right.
Just remember Karen that. From
don't
sales
you forget it. I do think the wheels fell off a little there in the last hour. That's okay. That's what happens. It's live radio, guys. Anything can happen. We're not always going to be on. I'll be honest. We come in Thursday nights. We have a team dinner. And we all forget that we've got that radio show to do.
Yeah.
Because we're all thinking about Saturday and Sunday by Thursday. But I will say my highlight of this show, and the reason I'm giving it a solid 8 out of 10, is our new What's Your Macca's Burger game.
Mm.
What's Your Macca's Burger age game? What's Your Macca's Burger sibling
order game? We're working on the name.
We've got an age game already. Yeah, let's combine the two. In this game, we guess your siblings.
What about another game where we get to know people and then we guess their Macca's Burger?
Oh, I like that.
I love that.
Mm.
Let's play both.
Yeah, so they'll be like, I'm Sally from the northern beaches of Sydney. I ride horses in my spare time. What's my Macca Burger?
Geez, you really backed in that explanation, didn't you?
I reckon that would be a chicken and cheeseburger.
Oh. No, I'm going to say a classic cheeseburger.
Double quarter pounder.
Yeah, I was thinking hamburger even. Like, she's very plain.
Very plain, yeah. That's what I was thinking, very cheeseburger. I'd be like, get rid of the onion, the sauce, the pickle.
That's just meat on bread. That's just meat on bread.
What's your show rating?
We're going to do that game.
I'm going to give it an 8 because I think both of you, I agree, the wheels did fall off a little bit, but both of you were actually really on because, Nath, you got 3 from 3 in the Macca's Burger order of age sibling game.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy, you got 3 from 3 in the Google off.
Certainly did. And I didn't even need to Google twice.
Yes.
That's how good I was.
So well done to both of you.
Guys, it's a 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 for me. Again, for the same reason, Jim nailed the Google off. I nailed the burger game. But also, we can't forget this. The only reason the burger game exists, producer trial Trin.
Yes.
You brought it to the show, mate. Otherwise, the game that we love does not exist.
It's a real team effort.
I'd like to say,
I actually had a different cooler topic off it, but Jimmy, he elevated it. Team effort.
It was a team effort.
It was a team effort.
Trin brought it to me. I zhuzhed it. Nath won it.
And the colleague,
Grace was in. There.
Like a good colleague.
Adios, Australia. Oh, wait. We haven't done Trin's. Sorry. Sorry.
I even had a reason in my head ready to go.
It's too late.
Okay, it's 9 out of 10 because it stopped, hasn't it? I'm just doing it for no one. It's a 9 out of 10.
Yep.
Because... we talked about Scribe. We got Scribe mentioned in the show. We had a little sing-along about Scribe.
Yep. And we love Scribe.
It wasn't recorded.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. @JimmyandNate. and catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.